Now, right now, we're speaking with an amazing woman. Her name is Catherine. She is phoning in from SANS, a parent support group and Australian charity that supports parents who have been affected by miscarriage, stillbirth and neonatal death. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jess, for letting us talk about our babies on this beautiful special day, Mother's Day.
Now, what kind of support do SANS provide to parents who have been through miscarriage, stillbirth and neonatal death?
So SANS provides support across Australia on phone support. They do a 24-hour phone line service. There's an online service as well. There's a dad's helpline, and there's also face-to-face support groups as well. And in New South Wales, we've just set up some new support groups. So we're just relaunching again in New South Wales after a hiatus of about 20 years.
Wow. Now, you yourself are a parent supporter. What exactly does this role involve?
So my role is as a mum that has lost two girls to stillbirth. So I've been trained to run actual support groups or face-to-face meetings to just give some parent support from a point of view to other parents that have just recently lost their babies or may have lost them, you know, previous many, many years before and just come from a, you know, a place of understanding. We get where they're coming from because we've stood in their shoes. We've not walked in them because I feel everybody's experience is really different.
Mm.
But, yeah, so you can really feel, you know, at what point they're at and help them support them through those very dark days.
And how did you become involved with SANS?
So I came to Australia in 96 and 12 weeks later, sadly, my baby died. So I was here with nobody, very little support because my family's in the UK. And I did a little bit of research to see where I could go to get some help. And there was a SANS group down in Camperdown at the old King George Hospital. So I went to that group there. It was run by an amazing woman called Kerry. And I probably went to that group for 2 years before SANS withdrew their services in New South Wales. And about 6 months ago, I saw an advert saying that SANS was relaunching. And those support groups in those days just got me through and still get me through. Now I'm still in contact with the girls from that group now. And we still support each other 20 years on. So I thought it's time for me to give back to you know, some of the women, because the numbers of stillbirth hasn't gone down. Sadly, six babies a day are born, stillborn, over, you know, 1,000 babies a year. And there's no rhyme and reason to it.
It is the most horrible tragedy I could imagine anyone ever having to go through. And it is amazing what you're doing, giving back and giving back to this community of people. Why do you think it is that miscarriage and stillbirth and neonatal death is a topic that isn't very openly talked about in public?
Because it's a taboo subject. Nobody wants to talk about someone's baby that's died. Still, sadly, in 2017, it's too hard. People don't want to face that. They don't want to hear your story. But once somebody starts telling their story, it's like gates flooding open. You know, the amount of people that come out of the woodwork that say that happened to my mum, or that happened to my sister or my friend or my grandma. You know, it's amazing. We do need to talk about it.
I completely agree. Now, Catherine, you mentioned there that SANS is making a return to New South Wales after a 20-year hiatus. A new group has just opened in Rozelle here in Sydney. Can you tell us a little bit about the group and how parents affected by miscarriage and stillbirth and neonatal death can get involved?
Sure. So we're actually really lucky. There's actually three groups within the Sydney area that's just all launched at the same time. So there's one in Rozelle. So myself and an amazing lady called Louise is running that group. And that's on the last Wednesday of each month at the Hannaford Centre, running between 7 and 9 o'clock. And if you go to the SANS website, all of the details of the groups are there as well. So they can just send an email and that'll come straight to myself or Louise and we'll respond straight away. There's another one at Eastwood as well on the last Wednesday of the month, and another one on the Central Coast on the last Wednesday of the month, but all those details are on the webpage.
Absolutely fantastic. Catherine, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day to all the mummies out there with their babies and without their babies.
Happy Mother's Day, Catherine. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jess. Bye.
Bye.